This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hello and happy Friday. This is one of those quicker 30-minute long episodes where I just give you an uninterrupted block of music, usually from one game. That is what I'm doing this time. The game is Valis 3, specifically the Mega Drive Genesis version. Valis, if you don't know, is a somewhat well-known series of platformer hack and slash games where you control one of several long-legged anime girls. The main girl is Yuko, and she's the one that wields the Valis sword. This game actually features three characters, apparently in the style of Castlevania 3, Cham, who wields a whip, and Volna, who wields magic, and that is a tragic name. I'm sorry she got named Volna. This game came out initially for the PC Engine in 1990, but the version you're going to be hearing, the Genesis version, came out in 1991. The series goes back to 1986 when the first Valis game, Valis the Phantasm Soldier, debuted for the PC-88, and there are four Valis games, or maybe five, depending on what you count as canonical. By some measure, the last game was Valis 4, which came out for the PC Engine and then the Super Famicom, Super NES. And then there's Valis X, which is a radical departure from the previous games in that it is not an action game at all, but a visual novel that is erotic in nature, mostly erotic between the female characters, but also with some tentacles. It is divisive. I'm not gonna judge if that's your thing or not, but I can understand why maybe fans of the series were disappointed that they didn't get another action game, regardless of how they feel about tentacles. Although, interestingly, the lesbian angle seems like it might have been there from the first one. In the first game, Yuko has a rival slash lover, I guess? I can't figure out if this character Riko is her girlfriend or her girlfriend, but that's where they took the series. I don't know why. You decide for yourself if that's your thing. I can't find precise information for who arranged this Genesis version of the soundtrack, but overall the composition seems to be credited to Jun Hasebe, Hisao Inoue, and Shingo Murakami. I don't know who did what, but perhaps someone somewhere does. I just recently heard this soundtrack and just found it very charming, very Genesis, very catchy. It's not the flashiest thing in the world, but it's a pretty solid composition that I think you might enjoy if you enjoy all the other stuff I threw at you. That's it for today. No big long intro. Follow me on Twitter at DrewGMackey or at SingMopod, SingMopod. And please check out SingingMountainPod.com for all of my previous episodes. So please enjoy the music and also enjoy your Friday.
Oh my God.